Hello, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, this is Peter Davidson.
Hello, Peter. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Great. Okay, so you had some questions regarding the website?
Yep. Just the next things that I wanted to get done. Do you want me to go through them with you?
Yeah, sure. Is it on the desktop version of the website or on the mobile responsiveness?
The first one would be the I guess both, where the as soon as you get to the website, there's an email request form that bounces out at you. And what I'd like to do is change that so that it doesn't come at you right away, so that people have time to go into the read the website a little bit before we hit them up with, hey, join the email list.
Okay, so after 30 seconds, the form should appear.
Is that what you recommend, 30 seconds? I don't know. Is that the
Maybe 20 or 30 seconds will be enough. People will be able to see the homepage and then they can see the form.
Okay, 30 seconds would be good then.
Okay. I've written that down. And the next change?
The next thing has to do with the mobile viewing of it. If you look at Twiskits on your phone, you can go left and right on it. But usually, if you look on a website, it holds it in place, so it doesn't go left and right.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the third thing is when you look at it. When you look at it on a mobile, and I'm just going to pull it up here really quick. Okay. So the first thing you see is it says Twiskits, it has the shopping cart, and then it has
Are you on the
three.
mobile version or on the desktop version?
I'm on the mobile version. Okay, and then it has three little bars, which is like a menu. And then underneath it says twist, and then underneath that it says kits, and then it says wire statue kits with endless possibilities. So, like the rest of the website home screen looks really good. Like it the pictures blow up, everything is kind of, if you want it, so people could just scroll through it really quick. But that landing page that was to kind of grab you, it looks really clunky. And I don't know if you have any suggestions for me on how we could fix it so that, like Twiskits should just be on one line instead of twist dash, and then underneath it says kits. And
Okay.
yeah,
Which
and then
phone,
there's a
by the
lot
way,
of
do you use?
Apple.
Apple, which iPhone?
iPhone.
Is it 11, 12, 13?
iPhone 12.
12. Okay.
But I would hope that we could make it so that no matter what device they're using, that
No,
it looks good.
exactly. It will be adjustable on every device.
Now, I don't know, I'm not really a designer, so I'm having a hard time giving you direction. But I would imagine that, like, the shopping cart logo shouldn't be in the middle of the screen.
Yeah, completely. Let me first work on the mobile responsiveness thing by myself. Okay, and once that is completed, then I'll get back to you by tomorrow or day after tomorrow. Okay, and then whatever adjustment needs to be done, the icons and everything, you can let me know by then, and we can adjust the icons, the card option, and everything.
All right. And then the next thing is, if you look on the website, on the bottom right-hand corner, it's supposed to be the Instagram feed.
You're breaking up, Dan. Your voice is breaking down.
Okay. So look at the bottom right-hand corner of the website.
Okay.
And see how it's the Instagram feed is supposed to be there?
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
Is that something I need to pay for?
Yeah. For the integration of that. And you need to provide us with your Instagram credentials about the page of the Twist Kits. And then we can go ahead and integrate that. And as we will be hiring developers for that, they will be working on early basis. It takes like 3 or 4 days to integrate the Instagram feed onto your website.
Yeah, but you already had it working. Like, it was already working. We've already done it and everything else. But I think it was just a free trial.
Yeah, exactly. I guess the subscription got expired. It was a free trial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something you need me to do? Like, do you need me to click on that and then start paying for it? And if so, do you know how much it is?
I'll let you know how much it is, and then from there we can move forward. By tomorrow, I'll let you know that what plugin is required on the back end of the website so that your Instagram can be integrated, and then from there we can move forward.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and then you have the link to my Instagram. It's on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just get that working again, that would be great.
Okay.
Okay. And then the last thing is the gallery of photos.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way you could teach me how to load pictures on there myself?
Yeah, sure.
I don't have to go to you to upload every single picture.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask the developer to make a tutorial video for you in which they will guide you how to do the changes on the back end of the website and how to do the changes specifically on this page, how to change the gallery photos. And they will be sending me a video, and I'll send that to you.
Okay. And let them know that it's a Shopify, not a WordPress, because I think you guys usually do it on WordPress.
Yeah. It's a Shopify one.
Okay. Those are the things. If we could take care of, that would be great.
Okay. However, for the search engine optimization, Dan, I will be sending you a questionnaire. Okay. My team requires a questionnaire again so that we can show you the reports and everything. So if you can please fill out that questionnaire and send us back, that would be really appreciable.
And I already sent that questionnaire to you. I've filled it out twice.
If you can resend to me that questionnaire on my email, that would be great.
Okay.
I'll get these changes done, and I'll get back to you on Friday. Okay. And from there, we can move forward. I'll let you know the plugin price too about the Instagram feed, and let's see if we can buy that plugin on that same day, and we can go ahead and integrate the Instagram feed on your footer too, okay?
Yeah, and I would expect that I would pay for the Instagram piece. Like, just explain to me how to do it, what I have to do, and everything else, because if it's going to be an ongoing thing, then...
I guess that will be a one-time fee. That won't be any type of recording or something, because plugins will be bought once. And once we integrate that on the back end of the website, then I guess it is not some type of recurring payment or something like that.
Okay.
So just make sure you send me the questionnaire. Okay, and from there we can move forward. I'll send you the reports and the statistics in the previous months which we had, and from there we can move forward. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because we're not getting any sales from the website, so we got to see if we can get the traffic up, and it would be great to see if we can get that fixed, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Take care, Peter.
Bye-bye.